You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here at 62 degrees. KSL's top story. BYU men's basketball is about to get a new head coach. The athletic director says Kevin Young is someone they've had their eye on for a while. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe begins our team coverage.
Young is currently the associate head coach for the Phoenix Suns. He's expected to get started while the Suns compete in the NBA playoffs. Athletic director Tom Holmoe says they had a lot of candidates interested in taking over for Mark Pope. He also says Young is a lead candidate for a lot of positions, and they're excited to welcome him to BYU.
CBS Sports reports Young's contract with BYU is worth close to $30 million over 7 years. Students at the university were surprised to hear that a coach from the NBA is now headed to Provo. Our team coverage continues.
Shocked, surprised, unexpected. That's how BYU students said they felt about the news when we caught up with them on campus today.
I mean, that's definitely not what I was expecting, because the last couple of coaches have been just like either local guys or UVU or high school coaches.
Like a lot of other students, Ethan Jacobson says he was heartbroken when he heard that Mark Pope was leaving the team. Abel Paulson says with Pope gone and other players on their way out, it'll be interesting to see how Kevin Young will do.
I think with the new coaching, we'll see how that pans out with the team. But I hope we still keep a decent number of the boys, even though a lot of them are leaving.
Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
The Olympic flame is on its way from its ancient home in Greece to the site of the Summer Games in Paris. Clouds kept the flame from being kindled by the sun today, so a backup flame that was started yesterday was used to light the torch. The relay route for the flame winds through almost 3,000 miles within Greece before it's handed over to the Paris organizers. The number one pick of the WNBA draft is about to start her pro career that quick. ABC's Sherry Preston has a look at Caitlin Clark's journey ahead.
She's as confident about her pro career as she is about sinking one of her signature three-pointers.
I kind of just bet on myself, and I always believed in myself.
Number one draft pick Caitlin Clark telling the hosts of Good Morning America she's nervous but also really excited to be joining the league.
At times you can definitely feel the weight of the world on your shoulders, but more than anything, like, to me, like, this is fun. Like, it's a game. Like, just enjoy it. Like, how lucky am I?
Clark makes her WNBA debut with the Indiana Fever in less than a month. The season begins May 14th. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
House Republicans making good on a promise to deliver impeachment articles to the Senate. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, House impeachment managers today delivering the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Speaking at a press conference following the handoff, Republican Senator Ted Cruz reminding his Democratic colleagues they have an obligation to participate in the proceedings.
The stakes of this impeachment are not some technical violation of law, but rather an enormous and growing threat to the lives and safety of millions of Americans.
It's highly unlikely the Democratic-controlled Senate will remove Mayorkas from office. A two-thirds majority vote would be required for conviction. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says persistently elevated inflation will likely delay any Fed rate cuts until later this year.
We've said at the FOMC that we'll need greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2% before it would be appropriate to ease policy.
Some economists had expected the central bank to cut its key rate at its June meeting. President Biden is making a campaign stop today in his childhood home, Scranton, Pennsylvania. The president telling the crowd that he wants to reform the tax code so that wealthier Americans and corporations pay higher rates than the middle class. He says billionaires now only pay a little over 8% of their income to the federal government.
No billionaire should pay a lower tax rate than a teacher, a nurse, a sanitation worker. I mean it.
Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
If you feel like your seasonal allergies are worse this year, you're right. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Pollen counts are about 20% stronger than they were 30 years ago, and the allergy season is starting almost a month earlier. That's according to research from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. It's all because of warmer temperatures, higher concentrations of carbon dioxide, and increased precipitation. It's promoting plant growth, producing more of the allergens over longer periods of time.
One in four adults suffer from seasonal allergies here in Utah right now. Tree pollen is extremely high. UDOT says it's not going to build a wildlife crossing just outside of Park City, and a wildlife advocacy group doesn't like the decision. UDOT says the crossing wouldn't yield the results they hoped for. The wildlife advocacy group requested that data through Utah's public information request. Be ready, Utah, this Thursday. It's the Great Utah Shakeout. Nearly a million people are signed up. They'll practice earthquake safety drills at schools, homes, and in workplaces.
Drop, cover, and hold on is the starting point, but take Shakeout as an opportunity to review all of our emergency plans and our home safety and all of that thing.
Wade Matthews with the Utah Division of Emergency Management says people should also take this opportunity to secure heavy objects in their home, like, for instance, the water heater. KSL News Time 636.